USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat says he's met with Saudi Arabia's leaders and finds them committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, after meeting with those Saudi leaders, that they strongly denied knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive over 2 weeks ago. President Trump says late yesterday,
if they knew about it, that would be bad. If they didn't know about it, bad things can happen.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Lights are back on for thousands of people in Northern California whose power was intentionally cut to prevent wildfires. They shut the power down to 60,000 homes in Northern California counties because of high winds Monday.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Wall Street is up. Last week, the Dow suffered its worst week since March. But today, the stock index had its best day since March. At the closing bell, it was up almost 548 points, or 2.2%. A very positive earnings report helped make back some of the tremendous losses from last week. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Johnson & Johnson were among the major companies that posted very strong earnings. Tech stocks rebound as well. Amazon and Facebook showed strong earnings, which drove up the NASDAQ to around 3%. Despite these advances, all three major indexes remain firmly in the red for the month. Tons of rain this week has raised rivers beyond their banks in central Texas. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people. Stay off the roads. If they're in some place safe, stay safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Senate debate in the South gets heated. With details, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Republican Martha McSally accused Democrat Kyrsten Sinema of saying it was okay to commit treason in the Arizona Senate debate that took place Monday night. McSally or Sinema will replace Jeff Flake, who decided not to run in 2018. Towards the end of the debate, things did get heated.
CNN reported that in 2003, while she was on the radio, you said it was okay for Americans to join the Taliban to fight against us. You had no problem.
We're running out of time, but we have to let you respond to that.
I want to ask right now whether you're going to apologize to the veterans and me for saying it's okay to commit treason.
We are running out of time, so we got to get a response.
Well, we need a response because she owes us an apology.
Please.
Well, Martha has chosen to run a campaign like the one you're seeing right now, where she's engaging in ridiculous attacks and smearing my campaign. And she's just trying to cut and not share the full picture. But the truth is that I've always fought for Arizona, and I have been proud to serve our state in elected office for over 13 years. Arizonans know me, and they know my record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's more volatility in the stock market, this time pushing stocks higher. The Dow closed up nearly 550 points. Market analyst Michael Farr.
This is a normal churning up and down. We'll see where it ends up, but that we had a strong day today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.